Another pashyas of Shevim, Shevim attack. Shevim is Rosh Tevis for Shmois Ve'era Boy, which shall feast for Mishpatim. And Tat is Shumot Tzava. This Indian of Shevim Tat is put down by the Mishadim already. Like a Yosha, Tamil Chumot Sedeshin, because down the Minigan Ostrach was to fast on Thursday of these weeks, these 8 weeks, on Shevim Tat. This Indian of Salaf was brought down by the Nesikalim. And Simon taught face behe, and Juchlarch, the Vosh brings down the Minik to fast. Nice Kalim, Magavom, the Shai Truva, the Chidah, and others. And the Mishavu over there has been signed to the Behet of the Shai Truva, it's in the fasting. People think it's in the Chasidus, it's because we're showing them. Place can bring down this Minik. Now the Ikizman, the Magavom says, is really when you have a Shonim Uberes, which could be next year, in the fasting by Shavim Tat. It's also every year. Now this Simon Tafresh Behei is in of Dal Parshias. And over there, Be'ikit brought down in the fasting. And therefore, the main thing that's brought down among the Paiskim is to fast. What is the reason? Behei over there brings down, according to the Lashon of Arizal, he said in the Pirush HaTorah, Shiyom Eilum Sugol Masakin Avoyin Kri, Okeri, that these days are the days of Masugol to fix the Avoyah of Zer L'Bakalah. Yisim Mikol HaShonah L'Masanim Bahem. What is all of the years? And therefore, people all the time during the year, therefore people fast during these days. We stop Pash Shemois, Shoz Hiskel, Ashibut, Shnesakin, Akril, the Odomorishan, that is man, the Mesakin of Loin Kerry, the Odomorishan. We end up with the Pash Shemois, Kisikna, Evidivri. So this Indian already of the Isaid behind Shevim Tat, behind him example from Rizal, coming from Rishainim, it's a Zman Mosugal, the Mesakin, the Loin of Zelavatola. And Be'ikir, what a person really should be learning, is Simonim and Eben Ezer, Simon Chafal, through Simon Chafei, then you negate this Indian, and Havish Boy, and Plishis Yisrael. However, what the Oilm seems to do, or the extension of this Indian, is learn Tarsh Mashpacha, Plishis Yisrael, the Lux of Yerday and Chalaf Beis, Indian of Tarsh Mashpacha. Now, for everybody over here, Abaz the Chazaro, we're not going to do the Ikin Yonim, but this man, the Seder of this man over here, is a man to work on Plishis Yisrael. We extend it to Hilchos Tarsh Mashpacha, but this man in general to work on the Milo of the what Kleitel, our Indian, not to focus on our Kashmias, Bikar Ruchnias, and the Kushis Yisrael. Now, if you want to the Halacha to get specifically to Shevivim, not to get to Hilchos Nido, you take out a Netik Avil Hilchos Chanukah, you have 12 Prokim going to the Halacha to get to Shevivim, fasting in Gedoimo, or you take out the Moedim Asimcha and Chalik Beis, he has 45 pages. Go through different halachas. I could ask an obvious question: what place can we bring down as the fast? So how come Thursday is the Eidim over here is not fasting? So we ask on the Svarim that Abad is in to go do it. Mice of the Baal Batim not holding there, therefore they don't do it. Although the Bnei Torah. So it's brought down that usually, as we see by other Tanaisim, when people have to fast, what happens to their second Seder and usually half of their first Seder, very shrach, they learn less. And therefore, this Milo of fasting is the Chumah Meli Dei Kulo. The words of the disciples brought down the Netik Avril in carrying the Igros of Hel Galif. It's an Atzei Yitzahara to fast during these days. Therefore, Agam the Ayichid Eskulo who do fast during these days. However, even those who are Machshir in Yonim of Segulis or in Yonim and Maisi do not fast during these days. Because what?
The
full day fast? But Netik Avril is 12 Prokim for a reason. Those are all Netik Avril in Hilchos Chanukah. He has 12 prok and go through the halacha of fasting. This he has a lot of pages for this reason. Exactly when and how to go do it. But even a half a day fast is hard for people who want to learn. And therefore, the Hamavne, the general, even the Torah, is not to take on the Indian of fasting. Again, so what we focus on is the Indian of Kedushas Yisrael. We extend it to the Indian of Chazara of Hilchos Tarsh Mashpacha. Start the Indian of Vestas, or really the Indian of Tarsh Mashpacha. Next couple of weeks, we'd like to go through different things every week. And there are numerous sugyas over here. There's a sugya of Ksavim, a sugya of Achokas, Ksitsis, Vestis, Chifo, Kedoimo. This week, I'd like to focus first on Vestis. Next week, and the week afterwards, on Achokas. Afterwards, how to entire yourself. Then go through the Indian Simon Reishmem. To start the sugya of Vestis, they get to us.
Where does it come from? Where does it, like, why?
I just quoted the Rizal. And called the Rishonim, and I was very clear to start off where we got it from. He said, because this is the Indian of the Shiva why was the Sheba, the beginning of the Rizal says, the Sheba of Mitzrayim was the Mesak of the Voinah Zelah Torah of Adam Rishon. That was his man, that's the Rizal says. How did that work exactly? When you turn 40, I'll explain it to you. But you're too young, too young. I am. But to start the Sugya of Vestis, the first thing I'm quoting is the Chavadas, in Savo, and I say, he says, Kol ish mechayv lilmud din Vestis. Every person has to learn the laws of Vestis. See, your bucky hated din Vestis. V'zeh limud kodim l'shaya limudim v'pivul ul'kadayma. One of the first things a person has to learn, especially once you get married, is a halacha of Vestis. It happens once a month, it's common, you have to keep a cheshbon. Give the chokhmas adam, and the kids, they start off in the Sugya of Vestis. That roach l'kai mitzvah preacher kidikunai, if a person wants to l'kai mitzvah preachers like the correct halacha, is all lichtav tomen yom aves. You have to calculate every month, write it down, and then you have opportunity to lachshav mei vesta kidikunai. Then you can make the chayvin correctly when you go do it, and they write. That's how they know constantly to write it down in a calendar. And not just, I'll remember what happened last time, and then I'll make the chayvin, and then sometimes you forget. And that's what you're holding. First thing is you have to write it down. And once the first thing is you have to write it down, the sigiv is manenu. They will discuss what about these vestas programs. We have computers, and they calculate for us, and there are different sites for it, or different programs for it. Now, I know Abiyashiv and Kavachuvah's Kalik Aleph is not too happy with it. L'maisa, I see B'chush is a very big talis. Helps people out, number one, not to forget the days, and it calculates for you. Again, the programs do have glitches. The L'maisa, we found glitches upon them, we wrote to them, they wrote back to us. They're not coming, you're not going to find them. Unless you're in the sugi, you're not going to cop the glitches. L'maisa, they do have issues. Best thing about it is it's to do all things, to keep your own calendar, write down yourself, make your own cheshbon, then put it in the computer. If you match up, you're very good. If you don't match up, you got a problem. Somebody has to work something out here. That's usually the best thing. I mean, either you should, whoever keeps the calendar, whether it's you keep the calendar or your wife, somebody do it together. But it's, I think it's a very big to Ellis to have a computer program. Even one time called me upon something in a cop. I think it's a minus to Ellis out of it. It's also very clear. It keeps the days for you. In the standard program that Ilum seems to use, it has different settings for chumras and things that are ikla locha and things that you don't have to keep. And it has one under red, one under purple, and you can change the settings depending on what you were taught, where your hug is. I think it's very good. It has wonderful askamas to it from different place kimis manenu, which Ilum seems to follow. So again, I know that those are not too happy with it, but I think practically it's a Yamang yourselves, it's very clear, and you should have such a program to help you out. It's not clear. Just a tshuva, not shame of the Ashur, it's written in Kerbs Tshuva's Kelk Aleph. That he says, the Messiah seems to be, they don't have computers, so they seem to say, well, what do we do? No, there are glitches, and there are certain things that a Das Torah will either override you when they catch you on things, like what Berkowitz or Ruben says over, like a person once came to him with like 10 years worth of history. And you can make cheshbon vestis, you find after every 200 days or after every 3 years, you can find something. Trudeau will find you everything. And these things, lav dafka, should you find. And if you find that, you'll have an issue. Reuven said he took the last 8 years with himself, the garbage, and looked the last 2 years. But once you find it, and you know you have this vest, fine, then you know these facts. So sometimes they're too good for you, and sometimes they're not that good for you. Also, they have glitches, they do have problems, they miss out certain things.
Computer does calculate.
It's a math program. That's all they do. They find things that love that you should be able to. You should find.
They'll tell you you have a vest for every 180 days.
That's how it's made to do. Yeah, and they'll also again two things. And also they miss things. They do miss things. The program can get it. What?
What could they miss?
So no, we wrote to them. That, no, again, when you learn the signal, see the R glitches. But not mistakes. There are things they can't calculate the computer correctly because. Whatever reason. Again, either after happens or learn the sugya next year. But that's the kitzur, how to keep the calendar. Now, to go to the lachas of vestis, the kitzur, or vestis made simple, which seems to be a paradox, but to go to the inyan of the kitzur, navada, the inyan is that vestis is complicated, and navada, the correct thing is to always ask Rav and to decide the vestis with the calendar, and go ask Rav any question you have. But to go to the basic ideas. First, negative vestis, there are always two things you have to know. One, the anhoga of vestis. One, the calculation of vestis. The inner of anhoga, you're going to have in the precious, in the vedika, and that's really your day of simukuf pei dalit. Then you're going to have the chesh, the calculation, that's your day of simukuf pei test. Two different things. The first thing, the anhoga, how to be noig. So that's the Gemara in Shu'as and Afid Ches. The Gemara brings down a pasuk that says, "Zaytim smei solmu tumasim." Klal Yisrael should be very careful in the tumah. Big enough for Oishia, Mekan Azol of the Yisrael Shivshu Minushasim Samach Levestim. When we hear is Azor, the Klal Yisrael should be parish from the wife when it's Samach Levest, and Omer Rabba when Oino. Don't Oishia should be parish. Now the Indian Levestis, the Shail Machalikis in the Sugi Rashi places, is the Rabbonin or the Reiso. The Ikri Paksin is the Rabbonin, those who are Mechoshish is the Reiso. By Vesh Ekevul, the Kulam is the Rabbonin. Why the Ikri give a get at the Rabbonin? But Almighty, we still only have Indian Prisho. So the first question is, what's Nichol and Gedra Prisho? So we have this Anhoga Prisho, number one, Nichol and Gedra Prisho is a Vada, it's Tashmish. You don't have relations with our wives, that's a Vada Posha, that's Nichol and Gedra Prisho. The second question is, what else is Nichol in that? So come on the place, for example, Chivuk Fenishuk. So my colleague is, the Akwenim on the page, Shach and Taz, what's Anhoga Negeda Chivuk Fenishuk? The mice are the place where the Tikkah seem to go, that Chivuk Fenishuk and Meikaratim is Mutter. However, they bring on the Shach, Shem the Bach, but Machmir Tovla Brachol. So again, we have number one, we have a Hanoga of Pishus and Tatashmus. Number two, we have Chibuk Benishuk. Nishuk is Machmir Tovla Brachol. What about other Achokas? So all other Achokas for Ikra is Mutter, except they discuss one. What about sleeping in one bed together? So in the sleeping in one bed together, the Hanoga by newest people is to be Machmir. And the reason is, why be more Machmir than other Achokas? Let's say in the middle of the night, she sees Dam. In essence, you're sleeping with a needle. She doesn't recognize it, does not realize it. And then you're touching a needle, you're sleeping with a needle. And therefore, that hog and the gale to all the hog is be'ikah's motor. However, to sleep in one bed, the item seems to be machmer. Why is shemater? She might see, and you don't want, you shouldn't be sleeping with a needle. Now, what that means, not sleep in one bed, we'll get the sugi of a hog and sit in kutsarakei. Over there, the ikah halacha is they can sleep bed side by side, touching bed, except in two separate beds. And Hoga is to be arm's length or an arm away, that's an Hoga Shaboy. So the Geya to the Choko, the Rimachma, you may best, the place can say, meaning to sleep in two separate beds, even the side by side, that's not a problem. That's the Hanoga Negeya to Prisha. So it comes out, we have four different things over here. Number one, we're Parish from Tashmish. Number two is Chibit Vanishuk, is Mikadim Motor of a Machmutav Labracho. Number three, the Hoga is we do not sleep in one bed, we can be side by side, but not one bed. Number four, Shara Chalkas and Maisa is Mutter. All of our Chalkas are Mutter. That's the first Anhoga in the Geir to the manifest. The second Anhoga is Bedikas. Now, when does a person do Bedikas? We have Ves Kavua and Ves Eina Kavua. A Ves Kavua, Bedikas is Mikra Din. A Ves Eina Kavua also will know you do Bedikas. That's clear, we do Bedikas on all Vestas. Now, when to do, how many Bedikas to go do? The Swarm discuss different amounts, different numbers. It seems to be be'ikr, the halacha we pass in one, then hoga usually is given over to be two. Agam, those bring down for a vosner to say three. Now, it could be the reason why the hoga is two is to make it easier on women. You start telling them, on vestas, do one bedikah, and the zayin, you may levoina, do two bedikahs, they start forgetting, they switch one with another. Therefore, usually we tell noshim, on the day of their vest, to do two bedikahs. Be'er double, what that means? That means, let's just say she has a vest during the day, or oina, a 12-hour period. That means when she wakes up, she does a bedikah. And therefore, before Shkia, she does a bedikah. Let's say her vest is at night. So what do we do? At night, before she goes to sleep, does a bedikah. And she wakes up the next morning, since she couldn't do it, she doesn't have to wake up before Alois, before the morning. Before Nate, she doesn't have to wake up. Therefore, when she wakes up the next morning, she does her bedikah. Those are the two bedikahs that she does. Now, we'll see that different days of doing bedikahs, there's the Iker Vestas, and then there's to be Chumras. The way out seems to be, that Hoga of Iker seems to be, that the Iker, you may vest, the Flock and the Chodesh, we do two bedikahs. However, the Urzeruah, which is Chumra Ma'alma, we do not do bedikahs. We'll get off to the Chavadas and the Kresi, the Olam seems to say, do one bedikah. That's just the amount. But in general, you stand in the vest that you have, that the Hoga seems to be, the Iker is one, that Hoga is the Maestri, do two bedikahs. Again, two during the day, or it's a night, when you wake up the next morning, you do the second bedikah. Now, the negate of bedikahs, there's an interesting Chavadas that says, how in the world does a bedikah help once in the morning, and once before Shkia, a Maestri, the whole day, Shematira. Even the Chavadas, he says, you have to have a Moich Dochak in the whole 12-hour period. You have to have something there in the whole 12-hour period. Because the Shuvah being not a local Maestri. The person can say, we do not go like that. Avadu, we do not leave in the Moch Dochak 12 hours. That's not what we do. However, the Eitz Toivus has a swarm from Moshe to others, in that since we wear that tight double guf, therefore what you should wear is white tachtoinim. You should wear white, and therefore you get the mile of the chavadas as if you have a moichdi the whole time. Therefore, agam the loch is we do not have to wear levenim on your may vest. We don't have to. But mitzvah the sugya of shem tiro, there's an Eitz Toivus the swarm say you should wear levenim on your may vest. Why? To get the mile of the chavadas. As if the whole time you have something there, there won't be a chash shemetira. So again, so number one, it's our bedikas. We do two bedikas on the ikki meves, one on the ikki meves. And number two, there's an eitzah toiva to wear a beged lavan. That's double to the guf. You taktoin them, so you should have the mail of the chavadas. Now, bisman of the Gemara, the big down, Mishnah, kolamaba livdak haizah meshubach. The more you check, haizah meshubach. Coming this from Bismanenu, who wants to quote Moshe, say that it does not apply Bismanenu. You should not do 10 bedikas in Mayvas or even jail, so keep doing bedikas. Two main reasons why not. One is our Noshim are very sensitive, and therefore you start doing a lot of bedikas. In essence, what you're doing is see dam on the bedikah, but not mitzat came from the makar. You caused the makar, and you still dam for makar, and then mikhoi should be makar. So in essence, kol ma'ab ha'be zemeshubach, you're not checking the makar, you're causing a makar. And therefore, we makar mitzat makar shaboy. Aleph. Based on the Moshe, even if you give a bedikah to a Rav, Rav being Machmer, usually it's not the fine Dama Mamish, it's the Tiyalad Mimus. And we don't know, the Chashash Teraiso, it's less than a Shir, maybe it came from somewhere else, and therefore it cannot be Machmer, it's not the Chashash Teraiso. So in essence, again, the reason why we Machmer on the bedikah is why, Mitzad, maybe it's in the Raiso. So you tell Moshe Kolomab, live like Haizim Meshubach, we're not going to be Machmer and find out it came from the Makar. In essence, you leave with lack of chashoshes of chumras and be machmer by default, and that means that's the reason we want Noshim to check for. Therefore, this in the Chol Ma'ab Livdak, the place to say, does not apply Bismanenu, the Gerit of Adikas, Ani Meves, or even in general. Now, let's say a person did not do a Adikas Ani Meves. What's the law for Shimut and Tashmish? There, the law is, it depends if it's Ves Kavua or Ves She'ena Kavua. If the Ves She'ena Kavua, the law is, since the Kulu Amos drop on him, she does not have to do a Adikas. However, if it's a vest kavua, the law is she's usur until she does bedika. She's usur. Some places can even say, a hawk is a fly, but she's usur. The most anoshim have a vest ain't a kavua, but it is a nafkamino. The place can come along and say the oina benis, which all noshim have, has together a vest kavua. That means the isha has oina benis on yom shloshim. She did not do a bedika, which she's supposed to do two bedikas a day, she did not do it. Then it comes day 31, 32, 33, she wants to have a relationship with her husband. The loch is, she is usur until she does a bedika. What is the oina benis to get a veskavua? And again, to veskavua, you have to do a bedika, now you also until you do a bedika. The Moshe wants to even that you're usur, but what nice to the loch is, once you do a bedika, it's going to be mutter. So again, the get your. What? The Moshe, Machloki, Shach, and Bach, and Mataz, what happens by veskavua, you pass his man, would help even do a bedika. So Moshe Paschkes won't even help. You have to count 5 and 7. We did not do that. Fine, so the gate of bedikas, what comes out, what's our hovish boy? Number one, the ikime vesi do two bedikas. Number two, an ikke taiva to wear something summer loguf. Number three, we did not do holomaber, live like as a mashuba. And number four, be a passime vest by vest kavua. You have to do a bedika, vesh any kavua, we did not do a bedika. A third unhugger that we have over here. It is a chumrah, the person should not go do a chitz or bricha, should not take a bath to go swimming during the Yimei Vest. The reason is, we're doing a bedika to make sure she has no dam inside, but the makor didn't open up. If you go swimming or you take a bath, in essence you cleaned out that area, and therefore it comes out you cannot do a correct bedika, and maybe she did see dam, shem material. Therefore, come along the swarm, they say that hoga by noshim, they should not take a bath or go swimming. Some say until she does one bedika, the ikkit is one bedika. And someone taina, even the whole entire day, should not go do it. We should not go swimming and take a bath. However, say the poskim, taking a shower does not entail that. Taking a shower, the water comes over you, you're not cleaning oyser makom. Unless you take a shower head and put it to that makom, you should not do that. But otherwise, if you're not cleaning out inside oyser makom, then the vada shower on your neighbor, that's the vada you can. So the longest dafka swimming where the water goes inside oyser makom, or taking a bath the water goes inside oyser makom. But a shower, a vadi, you're allowed to do it on your may vest, it's not a bayah. So again, we basically finished the area of what the anhog is, the negayah to Yimei Bes. We have three different anhogas. Again, we have one anhog, the mitzvah Prisha Shabbai, which is make it tashmish, kibbutz, and lichel, is makutav lebracha, to separate between two different beds. Number two, the anhog of petikas, we do two on Yimei Bes, and you should wear something tight next to, white next to a person. Number three is the Indian of not going swimming or taking a bath. Next thing, second in the negayah to vestis is the calculation of the cheshbon, how to exactly find out when is your vest. Now, come on, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Oinon, your vest is a 12-hour period. 12-hour period. What is a 12-hour period? What day are we discussing over here? So number one, come on, all the place can say we count from Nates till Shkia, from Shkia to Chama to Nates to Chama. That means we do not do Alois, and we do not do Tseis, and we do not do Benish Moshes. Whether you're Chosid, whether you're Litvak, makes no difference. Over here, everyone agrees the Gedur is from Neitz Chama to the Inish Gitz Chama. Because what's causing the period? It's the Gedur is from the moon or from the sun setting. That's what can cause the Inyan. So here the Gedur is number one from Neitz till Shkia. Number two, what is a day over here? Is a day a Jewish day? Well, not Jewish day. Do we go night and day? We go day by night. So Baal is discussing the gate to Jews over here. The Loch is go first night and then day. We take a Jewish day. Number three, which months are we following? Do we do the civil months or the Goyishim months or the Jewish months? So civil months, January, February, March, that we did not do. We go after the Jewish months. We go after the lunar calendar. It's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. So again, so first to calculate, number one is the Eidah, the 12-hour period. Number two is a Jewish day, and number three is a Jewish month. Now, a person sees, she is a Mar, she sees Aleph Nisan. Next month, Yechosh is an Aleph Iyar. What does it mean she sees? What's the definition she sees? What is seeing? So there is halacha brought down in a sugya kesam and simuk of tzadi. Let's say an isha saw a kesam. She was wearing white and saw something red more than a gris. Bringing to Rav, it's vada red, vada tome. The halacha is a vada she has to sit 5 and 7. Do you write that down on the calendar? Says the mechaber, you do not write that down. The only time we write down the calendar is a re'iyah, is a flow. A kesam, we do not write down. Either they want to say because it kesem. The whole reason why we're writing it down, because next month, a kesem is not the standard way of women saying things. Or they want to say because it kesem is the rabbanon. Therefore, even though Rav tells you it's tome, does not mean you write it down the calendar. Rav can tell you the kesem is tome, you don't write it down. Why? A kesem either the rabbanon or not the shash because for. We only write down number one, we is. We only write down we is. If you have a real year without a gosher, that's shayach, none of that shayach. Yes.
What we have to say is our goshes.
No, we have our goshes.
Yeah. What we have to say is our goshes.
We do have our goshes. Now, that again, you have to see Riyah. Let's say a person does a bdika, and on the bdika cloth, he sees motzah dam kechardel. You bring it to a rav, he sees it, avader, we're going to ask the person, achshash deraiso, maybe he came from a kor, and it's real dam over there. Again, the law in that case, and hogi is, since it's not a real flow, it's not a real, even though Rav asked him, it's not shash derais over here. Still, again, you did not write down the calendar. Why this one comes with some sight, that they said the sight of a vest is to be choshish for the next time. Women see the standard way of seeing it is through a flow. Through a bedik is not the standard way of seeing it. Therefore, again, when you write down, you do not write down the calendar, even when you also negate the kesim or bediko. They do say, but let's say you see the bediko 3 times. Every month you came to Rav. He asked it, he did Vadai. Then you have a chazaka that you saw by seeing a bedika. Then the Vichosh after 3 times, or the way of the Asher calls the Vesta Inis, then the Vichosh next time. But comes out, you did not write down by Kesem, and not by bedika in general. Only bedika after you have a chazaka of seeing it 3 months in a row this way, then you will write it down and it'll have a chazaka. Kesem's job on it, we won't write it down. Yeah, we agree. Count from the 7th then, yes. But again, again, the calendar, when you count the vest, we only count from Re'iyah Mamish, and not from a Zav Gechardel, and not from a Kesem. Now, when you start counting, how exactly we count, what are the main vests over here? So the 3 main vests that every Noshim should know about, and the way the body works. Number one is something called a Chodesh. Number two is a Afloga, and number three is Beinoni. What does that mean? The first, a Chodesh, is by the month, by the Jewish month. The Levana, the moon causes it. And therefore, let's say a person sees an Aleph Nisan. Next month, you choshish for Aleph Iyar. Very simple, that's called choshish. The second thing is a flog. A flog is the distance between days that her standard cycle is to go see. Therefore, for example, if a person sees Aleph Nisan, then she sees a Chof Hei Nisan, she has a distance of 25. She has 2 years. When is next time she choshes for another 25. The distance will be 25 days, and since Nisan is Mali, it will come out to be Yud Tes year. That's the second type of that's the person can have that we're choshes for. That means one inside the moon, a second is inside her distance. A third type is called Beini, meaning what Stam Noshim have. Stam Noshim have a vest to see every 30 days. And therefore, this Isha, we have to be choshes every 30 days. Maybe she's like Stam Noshim, and she sees after 30 days. So again, those are the three standard vests that a person be choshes for. Number one, Chodesh. Number two, Aflaga. Number three is Oina Beini. Now that's a vest Sheina Kavua. There is something called a vest Kavua. What is a vest Kavua? So basically, it's a Chodesh or a Aflaga. They saw three times in a row. Beini is Stam Noshim. And again, a vest Kavua. Let's say a Chodesh, you saw Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, and Aleph Sivan. You saw three times in a row. That is a Chazaka. Then you have a locker called a vest Kavua. If you saw only Aleph Nisan, there's something called a Vesh Eina Kavua. Negate Aflaga is also the locker is, you have to see three times. But that comes down, Negate Aflaga means the distance one to another. You need 4 years to make a Chazaka of three. Because if one to one is 25 days, the next one is 25, next one is 25, that means you have to have 4 years to make a Chazaka of three, of Aflaga of three. So again, it's something called a Vesh Kavua, by either by Chodesh or by case of Aflaga. Now, what is the difference between a Vesh Kavua and a Vesh Eina Kavua? Now, there are about 12 different differences. Just stick to the four basic ones. One is a Kavua, when you have a Vesh Kavua, let's say so Aleph Nisan, and Aleph Iyar, and Aleph Sivan, you chosh only for the Kavua, nothing else. Not chosh for the Aflaga, not chosh for the Beini, nothing. You have a Vesh Kavua, you chosh for the Kavua, that's it. Vesh Enken, you have a Vesh Eina Kavua, what's the loss? You have to chosh for Beini, you have to chosh for Aflaga, you have to be chosh for Chodesh, all three. One main difference. A second argument is how to be accurate. By Ves Kavua, you saw three times, you have to pass three times, and not sing. That means you saw Aleph, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Thomas of an El, always Chodesh, Aleph, you cannot see. That's how you're accurate. Pass three times. Mash Egen and Ves Eina Kavua, you saw Nisan, Aleph, Nisan, and Aleph, Iyar, you did not see, you're accurate, it's gone. A third basic Nafkamina is, let's say, you have a Ves Kavua for Chodesh 3 months in a row, and then the next 10 months you didn't see. But that Ves Kavua is dormant. That means all of a sudden you wake up Kislev, and you saw Aleph Kislev. You're back to the Ves Kavua. And therefore you'll be choshed in the next 3 months for that Ves Kavua. It's always there until you get another Ves Kavua. That means that Ves Kavua is always in the Isha's body until she gets a different Ves Kavua. That means even 2 years later, she did not see the same Aleph Nisan, on the same first day of the month, and then 2 years later she saw the first day of the month, the lach is she had to get a Ves Kavua, and the next 3 months she has to be choshes for the first day of the month again. So the first month, yeah, next 2 months won't be that way. The next 2 months you saw another year, so that you can be choshes always above. Mashek in the Ves Eina Kavua, once you're good, it's gone, it's not dormant anymore. A fourth basic nafkamina we mentioned before is when you pass this man and you did not do a bedikah. By Ves Kavua you're awesome until you do a bedikah. By Ves Eina Kavua you're mutter until you do a bedikah, except for Eina Beinis and again a Ves Kavua. Those are the four basic differences. Now to go through these vests applied in practically, the Aflaga and the Beini and the Chodesh, go through each one. First, the Chodesh, go through that one. The Chodesh again is very simple. It goes by the lunar. If you saw an Aleph Nisan, the lock is Aleph Iyar. Now what does that mean? We're saying the lock is Yechush of the Oino. That means, let's say a person saw an Aleph Nisan during the day. Next month, an Aleph Iyar, the lock is going to be during the day. If she saw, let's say in the past week, last week was Chof Tevis. She saw a Chof Tevis Balaylo. Next week will be, next month will be Chosh Shrat Balaylo. That means whatever it is, the month before was day, next month is day. The month before was Laylo, next month is Laylo. That's how you make a Vesh Eina Kavua. What about the Vesh Kavua? So they're saying Vesh Kavua is Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan, for Chodesh. It has to be all three were during the day, or all three were at night. But let's say you had day, day, night, or night, day, day, or any other combination, that's not a Vesh Kavua. A Vesh Kavua has to be at the same time, the same Oino, not only the same day of the month. That means Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan, Aleph Nisan won't be enough to make a Vesh Kavua unless in the same Oino. That means all three during the day, or all three during the night. Haflaga.
How do you count a plaga? So just to make it simple, let's say a person sees an Aleph Nisan and Hey Nisan, which is not what we see. Just make it simple. You see an Aleph and you see an Hey. How do you count days? So in essence, you count both ends of the spectrum. You count Aleph as one and Hey as one. When you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that means your plug is 5. That means next, what do you do? You count also from the day that you saw till the next. Do 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, which is really 5 days. And it comes out, you're vested to be on test.
It doesn't really matter if you count the day.
That's how it's brought over for different reasons, making it simple. You count always both ends of the spectrum. Vest is made simple. Fine. That's Aleph to Hey. That's how we count. Again, we always count two ends of the spectrum, both sides. That's how the Pesachim and the Svarim and the Rishonim call five. They count always both ends. That's the Rishonim, the Gemara does it. So we'll do the same thing. And therefore, we'll always count both ends of the spectrum. You always count the day you saw, be Hey, until test will be 5 days. And therefore, the Vestis will be test. That means sometimes people make a mistake. They do not count both ends. They count as five and they start the next day. That's a mistake. You always count both ends of the spectrum. Now, when you count both ends of the spectrum, let's say you saw an Aleph during the day and Hey during the day, then it's test during the day. Very simple. Say Aleph at night, Hey during the night, it's test during the night. What happens if you saw Aleph at the night, or Aleph during the day, and Hey at night? So in essence, if you saw Aleph during the day and Hey at night, you have it's only 8 oinas. So you count oinas, but you count days. So my book among the Paiskim, Dan Hoggins, like the Nodi Behudo, the Iker. Now we always count days. Once you figure out the day, then you put it by the last oino. That means here to here, even though you saw it first over here during the day, and then here at night, is Hey. And then there were 8 oinos, you count 5 days, you put it by test, and then again you put it by night. So even though it comes out not to be 9 oinos, if not the same distance, still we count days always, and then once we know what day you're on, you look at the last oino, you put the same oino over here. So even though it's a chiddush, the mavuch among what?
What do you mean by the last day?
That means whatever the last one you saw. That means here you saw during the day, and then you saw at night. So first you get the day, so it's 5. So we go to 9. Now it's also 5. Whatever the last one is, that's what we keep. The last one was at night. Here also can be at night.
The next night or previous night?
It'll be 5. We got the day ready. Not that night, the Jewish night.
Test
the night, right? No, night before. That night of test. Test that night. So again, we count days and we put by the last. You know, God, it's not always the same distance. It can sometimes be 8, sometimes be 9. Now, that means, just to make it practical, someone saw on Yud Chaskis like last month, now he sees on Chof Tavis this month. That's 32 days. The next month, he Chashers Chof Eishah. So that's why that's 32 days. That means you saw at night. And then you saw a night, you put it by night, a day, whatever the last thing you put it during the day. Now, how are you going to be oiker this haplago? It's very simple. Let's say a person saw an Aleph Nisan, then saw a Chav Ches Nisan. That's 28 days. If a person saw next month, come the 28th day, did not see. 29th day, didn't see. 30th day, didn't see. You oiker it. Why? You passed his man, and he did not see it. Now you oiker haplago. It's very simple. You passed his man, he didn't see it. Let's say, the other way around. A person has 1 to 28, that's the haplaga, 28 days. The next month, the Isha sees after 26 days. What's the halacha in that case? You did not pass the day 28 to be accurate to not see dam. The lashon on the Pesachim is called the haplaga ktsara. It's a short distance. Is it going to be accurate in haplaga arucha? Is it going to accurate something that the distance is longer? That means her vest is 28. The next month, she saw 26. Is she accurate or not going to be accurate? So the message of the big mavuch among the Paiskim on the page, the shaft on the back to say the ikur alokas that were ikur, a vest, a ksar is ikur, a vest arucha. And therefore she has a new vest, a flog of 26, and that's it, 26, and that's it. That's Moshe, how Moshe Paskins. Atzal Hasheni, there are those, Ramon, the Taz, the Beismeir, they call it, does not hold that way. That a vest ksar is not the ikur of vest arucha. You know why? Because the Moshe didn't pass day 28 and did not see. You never got that far to be ikurit. However, even those who are being machmer over here, there's a shayla, what does that mean to be machmer and say it was not oiker? Biradover. She has the vest 28, she saw after 26. Kamal Gamon says, and therefore, what do you do? You chayish 2 days later. 2 days later. Why? Because you never oiker that. Now, it comes up practically, Gamon's not much of an afkamino. Because 2 days later, anyway, she's usher, it's 5 and 7. But I'll give you an example with an afkamino. Let's say Isha has a vest of 40. Next time Yeshua after 25. So she does 5 days, then 7 days, goes to the mikvah, day 38. 2 days later, according to Ramah, is her vest. 2 days later, is her vest. Known as the oilam called the Chumrus HaRamah. That's the Ramah Shita. The Beis Meir Shita is, it's also the vest, so it's not Ikka, the vest that we call. However, it means you count all over again. That means she saw 28, next month 26. She wasn't accurate. So next month, she had to count again, Chodesh 26 and 28, for a new counting. That means next month, she'll be Chodesh 2 days. So it comes out, we have 3 different sheets over here. The Shach, when Moshe says, it's Oikra, the last Arucha, it's gone. The Ma says, not Oikra, be Kiva by the old date. The base mayor says, it's not Oikra, be counted from the new date. That means, if you just give the Ches, an example of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, let's say someone saw Alf Nisan and then Chof Nisan. 20 days later, is Achlago. And after you saw Alf Ir, that means Achlago is 12 days. What do you Chesh for the Geir to Achlago? Says the Shach, only 12. Why? So is Oikra the Rucha. That's it. They have only Chesh for Yud Beis Ir. The Ma says, no, we Chesh for the old one and the new one. That means according to the Ma, you Chesh for Tes Ir and Yud Beis Ir. The Beis Meir says, you Chesh for both them, but on the new counting, and therefore you Chesh from the two Zmanim, Yud Beis Ir and Chaf Ir. Those are three sheets over here. Aloha, what do you do? The sword over the Bnei Torah, the Maestro, we keep all three of them. We keep the side of Ramal, the side of the Beis Meir, the side of the Ikalocha of the Shach, that's going to be Iker. Again, the Ramal is not too much Negea, because again, very really, we end up being Choshish 2 days, it's going to be Mutter 2 days later, or the Zman later, but it does come up again if there's a long Vesa Arucha and a short Vesa Ktsara. But those are the Bian Hoggis. The Maestro, you look in the Vesa program, for example, for the Beis Meir, it's called the Beis Meir Shita, it's purple, it's on the Chumro, the Ramal Shita is on the purple, on the Chumro, and then Hoggis, we keep it mitzad Chumro Shabai. Therefore, we have reasons to be Mekel, for the Tzarek will be Mekel, it's the Chumro of the Beis Meir, and the Chumro of the Ramal. The third Vesa, again, we went through the Chodesh in Aflago. Now, the third Vesa is Beinli. Now, what does Beinli mean? Means Stam Noshim Si after 3 days. Now, there is one Rav that in his statement they put out, he only counts two vestas, Haflog and Chodesh. There is no Beinli. Why? He says, not sure, but Zmanenu, Stam Noshim, did not see 30 days. Therefore, Beinli, we don't have to be knowing Zmanenu. I might say that's not our Anhoga. The Anhoga, find everyone here, I think everyone here, afterwards. The Anhoga over here is the Maestro that we do keep Beinli, whether they want to say, once Chazal, the Sakin, that day 30, we have to have day 30 Beinli. Where they want to say Stam Noshim is Shloshim, except now since we have outside factors that we fly places or dry places, we eat things and change our vestas, but still Stam Noshim is Shloshim. Or other reasons they want to say that's the medium. Whatever reason they want to handle, Maestro and Hoga, we do keep Beinli. Now, what is Beinli? The Machlok is on a page, Shach and Taz and others. Does Beinli mean Lamed or Lamed Aleph or Chodesh? Ikkel Alokho, you're passing the Beinli is, you may, is Lamed. Is Lamed the 30th day? The Chavadas, the call is 31. And the question, I'm the Chavadas say 31 if the Gemara says 30. So when they say the Chavadas is 31, up here in the Rashba, it means they start counting the next day, not the day that you saw the next day. So we're calling it 31. But in essence, everyone says this month is 30. The question is how to get to 30. Do you count today, or you start counting tomorrow, the day that you saw the next day? Therefore, the Olam calls it 30 is Mitzad Ikalocha, or 31, meaning you count tomorrow, be day 30, that's called the Chavadas. Again, the Gerith from the Torah, we're Machmas Sai 30, the Ikal Alokha of Adah. And then 31, Mitzad HaChavadas. V'oyin the Gerith of Yuchud and Beni, there's something called a crazy Shita. The crazy says that since the Alokha will be Chish, we have not Mitzad the Isha's personal cycle, it's not Stam Noshim see 30 days later. So Stam Noshim, they see the 24-hour period. And therefore, he says, the Gerith of Beni, the Alokha, if you worry about a 24-hour period, then we said, let's say, for example, she sees during the day. The law is, if you push not only from the day 30 days later, but the night beforehand, because we're talking about Jewish days, the night beforehand. Or let's say she sees during the night, you have to push for the day afterwards, because that's a Jewish day, and therefore you have to push for a 24-hour period. Again, the Nekara taught to be kept this vest. So it comes out, we start off, there are three vests you have to keep. We'll see the three, which really are eight. There are eight vests floating around that every person has, should know about, everything they turn know about. Again, number one, what? Well, Fulia, we always do. Also Zerua, maybe. But yeah, we'll get to maybe a step further on that. What's the eight? Number one is, again, the standard one of Chodesh. That means you see the Alf Nisan of Alf Ir. Number two is the Afloga, the distance from one to another. Number three is called the Chuman of the base mayor. That will not Iker the rest Arufab Adek Tzoro, and you can count the newsman. Number four is called the Chuman of the Ramah. Number five is the Beni of Shloshim, Iker Locho. Number six is the Beni of the Chavadas, which is 31. And seven is the Crazy of Chavdal Choice. Now these Lashonis is what every Talmud Chacham or Rav, they know it's called the Chavadas, or the Crazy, or the base mayor. You say those words, that's the standard terminology a person should know. The last one is the Ur Zeruah. That's the eighth one. What is the Ur Zeruah? The Gemara says, Yabbi Chosh for the vest, come on the Ur Zeruah, coming from Yehuda the Gemara, Yabbi Chosh for the vest beforehand. The vest beforehand. Meaning, let's say a person has a vest at night, Yabbi Chosh for the day beforehand. The Seder in the day, Yabbi Chosh for the night beforehand. Now, people tell me, let's get back to Crazy, people tell me they do not taught the Crazy. They're not taught the Crazy. People like telling me they're not taught it, but when they're Chosins. The reason why they're not taught the Crazy is Poshut Cheshbon. Once you taught the Zeruah, come on the gear of the Crazy. Why? Because let's see, if you saw at night, if you saw during the day, a vest, that's how you know. So the night before, and anyway, you have the Zeruah. So what, the Crazy is also there. If you see at night, so negate the Azurua will be the day before, and again the Kresh will be the next day. So you say you only have the Kresh the next day. Next day you saw Kadosh, maybe don't do Tashmish during the day anyway. What's the Nafkamina of Chim of Phoenicia for Machmat of Lavrachal? Elamite, tell me, is the Machm Tzarek that Tashmish during the day? Machm Tzarek won't anyway be Machm for the Kresh. But so therefore, the reason why Kresh is usually not taught to Chassanim, they have enough to worry about, enough Cheshbonim, the calculations to think about. So usually they're not taught the Kresh because in essence they were taught it, it wasn't much of a Nafkamina. So again, because once you have the Azeruah, it took you the night, the gate of the day, anyway, you saw Kadosh, you don't do Tashmish, Makam Tzarech. So anyway, if you have a Tzarech, we're anyway going to be making whatever the Tzarech was. The gate, what's the Machmatov of Bracha? The gate, that in of some which make it is Mutter. Void also, if you have to understand what Rabbi said, wasn't that the Machmatov of Bracha of Hebrew Phoenicia? It's not the peck you give on a sheep when you go to Yeshiva. That's not Hebrew Phoenicia. That's the saying goodbye or saying hello. He said the Chibur Phoenicia is the Chibur Phoenicia before Tashmish, that type of Chibur Phoenicia.
The Crazy 24 hours
is
not the next night also?
It's the Crazy is only the Jewish day. It's not the next night. No, it's that day or the night beforehand. So again, it comes out, those are the eight things. The Gerb Sivita or Zeruah, it is a Chumrah. Now, how to apply it, they won't say Zeruah upon other Chumrahs we do not say together. Vada or Zeruah on a Crazy, we won't say. Or they want to say an Azrua, they discuss B'Shon and Rishonos. Some say the Nog is not to, some want to say even Azrua, we won't apply even Belel Shabbos. So that seems to be the Nog, we are Machmer. But the Azrua, again, we have this eighth thing over here. Do we keep the Azrua? It's very interesting. The Chaznis has a letter written that says we should not write down the Azrua in Sfarim. Why? Because the big Chrysal does not keep it and should not do it. However, Chol Toshoni says he was writing that in Swarm, telling them I'm what to go to. However, Bnei Torah should keep the Azurah. Bnei Torah, yes. Because therefore, when I got married, I called up a Rav, I was on the phone, and I asked him, what should I do about the Azurah? So Rav, who didn't see me, said, what are you? Bnei Torah or Balabas? So I said, I'm Bnei Torah. So I said, I teach you Azurah. When you come Balabas, call me back again. Fine. So the Maestro, Bnei Torah is called, do keep the Azurah. And also, the Balabas, who call themselves one and still be Bnei Torah, also keep the Azurah. Well, you don't want to be a Bnei Torah anymore, so then you can go call up a Rav and go see. We still have to keep the Azurah. But my son, obviously, we can still keep the Azurah. Those are the Ikka, the eight vestas that everyone has to know every month. Three, which is eight. Now, to go quickly through the other vestas that has to be known, just to go through them. First, there's something called a Vesta Shua. A Vesta Shua basically is, let's say someone sees on Sunday, and then 4 weeks later, so on Sunday again, and 4 weeks later, so on Sunday again. Had a flog of 29 twice. So you don't have a vest without a flogger. But you still have 3 Sundays in a row. So what's the luck in that case? Called a vest hashur. Vest hashur. That means any time you see 29 twice in a row, you have a vest hashur. Therefore, what's your vest hashur? As a getter, a vest kavur. Now, therefore, has the luck as a getter, a vest kavur. It is common. It does happen. Any time you have 29 twice, you have a vest hashur. Now, let's say that again, 4 weeks later, you see it again on Sunday. What's the halacha in that case? Now you would have Vesta Flogger. You have to keep Sai Vesta Shua and Vesta Flogger. Someone will replace him and say, no, since the vest afloga is with standard noshim hem, it's not normal to have vest ashur. Therefore, the vest afloga is an ikur and not the vest ashur. Therefore, it comes out from one time, let's say you're oiki vest ashur. You're oiki vest ashur. That means, for example, you saw her Sunday three times in a row, then a couple of months you did not see the Sunday. And 8 months later, you saw the Sunday again. And those one time, you have a vest ashur, and therefore, vest ashur, you'll be choshes next 3 times for a Sunday again. That means once you get a vest ashur for vest ashur, so twice 29 days, you have to be chayshus constantly. That vest ashur is always dormant inside a nosha, a isha, and therefore you have to always be chayshus for the rest of your life.
Is that the vest
ashur now? Yeah, that's the vest ashur. Only that, yeah. That's the vest ashur. Another vest to know about is called a vest hadiluk. A vest hadiluk is something that jumps, whether you have a case of a chodesh or whether you have a case of a flog. For example, let's say you saw the first month Gimel Nisan, and the second month Dalet Iyar, then the third month Hei Nisan, the next time you have a chodesh of Tammuz, and then nine, and then a chest, that's a vest hadiluk. By the flog, be the same thing, you saw 29 in distance, then 30 in distance, then 31 distance, you have a flog of chazakah of 3. Next time is 32, 33, 34. This is an interesting story that happened in Mukhevet 4 years ago. Four years ago, and the person had a vest hadilug mafreya going backwards. First, the first saw 29, then saw on 28, and then saw on 27. All three were during the day. It has to be all three during the day to make it a kvua. That's called a dilug mafreya. The vest hadilug is machlokes. Is it needs 3 times or 4 times? Machlokes tomorrow having shmuel, and we'll give you machma for both. Therefore, they went to a berkwitz and asked him, "Lachura, if it's a vest hadilug, you'll be chosh for 26." If it's not a vest hadiluk, you have a standard of 27 mitzad aflogo. You have 28 mitzad the base mayor, because the aflogo is not a mitzad like the rucho. You have 29 mitzad the base mayor, you have 30 mitzad the peidni, and 31 mitzad the chavadas. 6 straight days. So the question is what to go do. So the different young paiskim and the mochshuvim will get involved exactly what to tell the person until they found out the person was a shadow rishaino, and they had different clues for the person. Otherwise, the interesting shala and how to bring out the point, the vest hadiluk, how can apply when you do these. The mass, it does come out if you count the periods that it can come up the vest hadiluk. Another thing is a vest hagof. A vest hagof is something that is an outside factor that's being megalo what happens to your body. It's an outside thing that's being megalo the simin what's happening to your body. The Gemara's example is, let's say you have a sneezing spell or coughing spell, and you know this is unique and this is special that happens when you're going to have your period. That means, some, let's say a person has aches or cramps, if she has it during the month in general, that's not a vest hagof. It's something that hurts her a lot and cramps, and he has it every once a month only before a period. It's unique and special, that is called vest hagof. The place can say the vest hagof has to, in the standard thing is to have it within 24 hours of a period. That means, let's say she has aches and pains 3 days before, and a month before, and a week before, and that's not nichol the vest hagof. Vest hagof is something that every month she has within 24 hours of a period, and it's unique and special, that'd be nichol in the get of vest hagof. The example this from discuss, let's say some notion get pimples within 24 hours. Now, if they're getting pimples because they're young or because they ate chocolate, that's not unique or special. Girls get pimples. But if it's every month within 24 hours, this is what always happens, these have pimples, that's called a vest hagof. You have to be punished during that time. Same thing with staining. If people stain during the month here and there, it's not a vest hagof. But let's say she only stains right before her period, right before within the 24 hours, then it's called a vest hagof. I know Berkut says it's not rogel to have vest hagof, but most of the Sfarim seem to say not the way, but the Shulchan says Rosh Zohar, it is very rogel, and therefore there's something to be careful about, that we know that Isha knows it's about imminent to happen, so most of them get a vest hagof. The Vosna says over, he writes in Shuvah, or Shir Shem Levi, that sometimes not know it's coming. We know it's coming. As though it's coming soon, soon. So they asked him, you know, vest hagof, what is that? Where did it come from? Is that coughing spell, sneezing spell? He's like, that's all you say to vest hagof. Krol Omli Sorahu. If Isha knows it's coming, because every month she can sense it's coming, we don't need to have any outside things to show it. That's, she senses it naturally. That's nichol negedah of vest hagof. Now, when a person has a vest hagof, what's the local? What can you choshish for? You choshish for the vest itself, and you also choshish for the aflaka, and for the beni, and for the choshish, you choshish for everything. That's vest hagof. Vest ha'inis It's also an outside factor, except not it's a simen to what's happening in the guf. It's a siva, it's something that's causing the guf to see dam. Like in most cases, she got a makla, someone hit her, or being tapachat, she saw a rat or something, and this caused her to be patumul and see dam. Well, no should tell me, they get into a car accident, they see dam usually within 24 hours. Therefore, a vesta guf, an outside factor, caused the person to get mamish pachat, it sheds the lining. And therefore, this isn't called a vesta oinus, an outside factor that's causing an ish to see dam. In that case, what's the halacha in that case? We are not chayshish for the flog the next month or the chayish. She only has the vesta oinus, the outside factor. And therefore, if on the same day next month she gets into a car accident again, then she'll have a vesta oinus, and then again she'll have to be parish. But otherwise, she just gets the car accident 2 weeks later, then a baya, or she does not a month later. She's done. So the question again, because the outside factor causes her to see it. If a month later, or someone say bumper cars, also might be nichol together, something causes an awesome bitch to see. Every once a month goes to an amusement park and it goes to the bumper cars and causes to see dumb. That'd be nichol together, a vest, and this is a see, but that causes them to go see.
So
an individual or car crash in general? No, individual. Some not know this and some not drive well and don't know this. As long as it's Kashi Bashi from Mashim, that they know this.
But
she has a vest, it's a regular vest. If every month on the same day.
That day
it's a regular vest, it's her vest. The regular vest. Like vest. The Mikkah
didn't.
No, so that means that day, 12 hour, that 12 hour period, if they have the same thing the next a month later, yeah, she's not getting a car accident a month later, I hope. Take away the car from her then. Oh, so they discussed that also. They get the pachad. So that's a good. The echlam, that'll be the same thing. Even if she knows that cause the first time, the second time, echlam will be the same thing. I'm asking. Now, the last verse to discuss is in the Yimei Mevucha. Yimei Mevucha means the crying days or the sad days. Now, what does that mean? So first, the way it's wrote down the Ramon in Simchot Beidala is, let's say a person sees a flog of 26 days. Then within 2 or 3 days, next month, she sees in 29, and she's such days between 26 and 29, she sees those days. What's the halacha in that case? So the Gaon and the Shach, they say, it's about halacha, you see on 26, so on 29, you chayshu what? For 29, 26, you chayshu vol. There's nothing special about the halacha of Yimei Mevucha. Therefore, the Sam Sefer, the Chaznish, or Moshe, there's nothing special. Yimei Mevucha is a regular halacha. Atzal Hasheni, the crazy of the Nodav Yehuda, they come along and they say, if you fluctuate within a 3-day period or 4-day period, that is called your vest for that 4-day period. That is your vest. And therefore you also all 4 days. That's how the Chokhmah Zadim, the kids of the Rosh Hashanah, that's how they paskin. So might they come down, a person knows, they see within, let's say 26 or 29, within that 4-day period, is actually all 4 days of vest, and that's the Machloek of the Mavucha. Among the Swam is Machloek of the Big in America, it seems to be the Olam, seems to be like Lahakal. Over here, it seems to be like to be Machmer. But there is a shadow about Yimei Mevucha, so you need to know about. The Pashas is, even those who are being Machmer, it's only within a 3 or 4 day period. But let's say she sees within a 7 day period, meaning she sees between 28 to 35. All Noshim see between 28 to 35. That is not Yimei Mevucha. See within a 10 day period, 7 day period, that's not Yimei Mevucha. Yimei Mevucha means you see within a 3-4 day period. Now, even those who say to me, Mekel, on Yimei Mevucha, your arm mortar is not vest. However, the Sram still say it's really to go do a Badika. Still do a Badika. If you see always between 26 and 29, you should do a Badika. The way I work with that is over, that you should do a kinuach, an external kinuach, with a big day tzivayim, with something that's colored. Why? He said, because the reason why we're checking over here, because she sees between 26 and 29, and maybe she did see. So he said, take them colorful that cannot answer and not do internal to the baya of agosho, and wipe them outside before tashmish. Just go see that everything there is beseder. And therefore, you want to be chashimu, and therefore, if you see dam, it's only oinus ma'almo. And therefore, the law is that even those who make the yimei mevucha to do something external b'dikah with something that's sevayim and will not have any chash over here, and tashmish will be motor.
Every day.
Just before tashmish. I skipped that out. I went on a page, I think.
How many times
did they make? I said 3-4 days, not 7.
No, but how many times?
Shiloh.
Depends who.
some say three, some say Vazu, the Ashram, some say three, some say within a year, you have to see within a little within a year. The Ashram says within a year. Depends what you were taught. So not in general. There's one thing I just left out, the case of Mayim Pesua, also you should ask the Rav, let's say a person sees on Aleph Nisan, Aleph year, next month they saw on Chav Tes, then Aleph, or even a case of then Chav Tes, then Aleph. The question is the third time you saw Mayim Pesuach. The law is, in general, Mayim Pesuach or Machma, the question is how to apply that getter. That means, for example, by Chav Tes to Aleph, you don't have a hefsek in between, maybe it's not Nichol, or maybe it is Nichol. So just to mention throughout the Indian, let's say you saw it Mayim Pesuach, I mean, you flow one from Chav Tes to Aleph, Machol is a place you have applied, and how to know you well what to go do in that case. The last case in the Gate of Vestas is Noshim Uhum Musalek Estomim. And then the Sivik Kofay Tes and the Vestas speak down, based upon the Mishnah, that the four Noshim Uhum Musalekas, Muberes, and Menekes, Zekena Yeletes. Those are the four Noshim Uhum Musalekas. Now, to stick with what's practical in the Gate to us, and go through the general cycle of life, go through first Muberes. Some of the Muberes, first Bizman HaGemara, it seems to be they would see during the first 3 months. Therefore, the first 3 months, she was a regular Isha, she had a regular Vestas. Afterwards, she was Musalekas. Bismaneinu, our notion, a Musalekas right away. Therefore, if you know your wife is pregnant and she sees downbursts during the first 3 months, the first thing you do is go to a doctor. Then you go to a Rav. First thing, the doctor. Now, once you, doctor said everything, the Seder, now what's the law? What should you go do? So practically, it's not much of an afkmina between now and Bezman HaGemara. Why? Because most Noshim have a Vesh Eina Kavua. Even those have Vesh Kavua and happened by chance, but usually most Noshim have Vesh Eina Kavua. What's the law of Bezman HaGemara? By Vesh Eina Kavua, after 40 days, Isha, she passed period, waits a couple of days, takes the test, she knows now she's pregnant. So Bezman HaGemara, by Vesh Eina Kavua, what do you chayish for? For Aflaga, you pass the Aflaga. For the Chayish, you pass the Chayish, and Beni, you pass the Beni. See, not chayish of anything. Elmai Shematira, Nofshah Shematira, she's Musalakis. So Bevesh Eina Kavua, you find out after 40 days, there's nothing to be chayish for, not Bezman HaGemara, not Bezman HaZeh. So what's the shadow of Bezman HaZeh? Only the gate to Vesh Kavua. Each other Vesh Kavua for Chayish, there's a shadow of Bezman HaZeh, which the person still keep it. Why? Because she is Musalakis. Those who are tiny Bezman HaGemara, she had a Vesh Kavua, that's just on Aleph Nisan. Next month, she passed Aleph year, and she didn't see it, she found out she was pregnant on Yud year. The shell is negate a veskevua. What to do in the next 2 months? There is no aflogda. There is no benedi. But negate a veskevua. What should go do in the gate of chodesh? That's the shell. That means it comes like practically it's not much of an afkamino. Only the gate of veskevua. Machlokes chaznish or moishu. What exactly to go do? But there, kolius a person does not find out until after she passes her vestis, and therefore veskevua won't be an afkamino. The only time it happened once by me, I found out before day 30, because when you go to the doctor, they always give you a test, and you find out. So then it might be again, and you ask your what to go do in the negate your vestas before. But in general, a person does not find out until you pass all the vestas. There's no vestas by Kessel anyway. I'll Kessel, we don't write down anyway. Well, that's mitzad negate again a muberes. The halacha is not much of an afkamino. Again, usually find out after 40 years when he comes over. It's not negate. Now, what happens next thing is she gives birth. Michelle tells him the class that she gives birth, and what happens? She sheds the lining that is not a vest. Why? Because that's a child giving birth. That's not the lining being shed. That's not the cycle standard thing. That's not giving birth. We do not write down labor. Posh doesn't count. Next thing is a menekes. A menekes, bizman haGemara, machlokes in the Gemara, chachomet or meyer. What happens if she's not nursing? If she's nursing, avadashi musalakes. If she's not nursing, machlokes chachomet or meyer. Is her bones broken or not? Lamaisa bizman haGemara. We say musalakes first 2 years, first 24 months. She is musalakes. Now, therefore, comes out bizman haGemara for Isha sees. Halacha she always has, even if she sees aleph as a chazaka as a vis, she ain't a kavur. That's bizman haGemara. Bizmanenu also not much of an afkamino. Because to see a vest kavur, really we don't see a vest any kavur even zman gemor yochayshish. Therefore, if she sees, then by one time yochayshish for next month, as if it's a vest any kavur. We see three times a vest kavur when you're a menekes, which is not common because usually either you're nursing or you see sporadically. Then echnami you might have a shiloh if you have a vest kavur or not. It's not common, but again, if you see one time. That law says, like any Vesh Eina Kavua. Now we say sing, we mean sing like a flow. We stop spanning because after later, something like that, they say it's not nichol to get her to sing. Now after you give birth,
there are those that come along and discuss what's the lachon again to birth control pills. Mitavestes shiboy. Now, for two things. One, mitav taking the pills in general, as shiloh. If you're allowed to take them, you might have a baya mitav the secret pruvu. If you don't take them, you might have a baya of you should take them. It's not helping your marriage, it's not helping your children. You should take them. Well, the way Rav Reuben said over this past Motor Shabbos when he giving his shir and shave of him, he says, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, the place where it can lead to be machmer and not say take birth control pills. The past 30 years, Shlomo Zalman of Vosna and his Rebbeim seem to say you should take birth control pills, each one based on his own case, because our Lashem are much more mephonic, and therefore, for them, they were, like his Lashem was, they were always given, served everything with a silver spoon or a golden spoon, and therefore now they get married, not that they go to work and take care of kids, and the mepalat is overwhelming for them, and just they can't handle it so much, and therefore they have to. We have to treat them very nicely. They're much more mephonic due to their princess attitude, or any other loss you want to call it. Therefore, there's sometimes in the chiv they should take it. Now, whether you should or should not, as Reuben says, all the Sram say, you go and ask your Rav, you present your case together to a Rav in a nice way, someone who understands you, who relates to your society, and he'll tell you what exactly to go to. Sometimes, again, he'll just saying it's just the mother's advice, and that's not her place anyway to butt in, and therefore you should not listen to her. And sometimes forget it. The Rav will tell you it's healthy that for your marriage, for your children, you should take it. That's in general about taking these pills. Elu ve'elu is a time and a place, yes to, and certainly not to. But certainly not the mother's first thing is after you give birth, mazel tov, and then tell her to go on the pill. That's not her place. Now, negeretu, if you're taking the pills, what's the halacha negeretu vestis? So, both of the sugyo, there's really a advaz, and making musalekas. So, advaz says taking medicine can make a person musalekas. So, shayla, based upon the advaz, does that mean that you have to prove it upon yourself? And that means you have to take the pills 3 months in a row and now she's musalekas? Or then know that the pharmaceutical company tested on 100 noshim or 1,000 or 10,000 noshim and the fact that 10,000 noshim were musalekas, that's a chazok that helps for you to make you musalekas. It's machlokes among the akoinim. Therefore it comes out, swarm is my name, it comes out that again taking these pills you always have three questions. One is, you start taking the pill. Before the pill, you had a vest for 25, let's say. Vest kavua, vest any kavua. Then you start taking the pill. Now the pill, let's say you start taking for 30 days, and then you stop after 30 days, and then you see 2 days later. The question is, your old vest, do you keep when you take the pill? What happened to your old vest? Do you keep it or not? We say, no, she's musalekas. One question. A second question is... What? No, going to no by best any kavua no. Well, let's say she starts seeing, and then to some people all start taking the pills. Yeah, what was the best kavua that was best any kavua that was beforehand? The second thing is the pill again. Usually, what happens? You take it for 3 days, and then you stop taking it, and within a day or two, you see. Day or two, you see. So what's the get the best that's coming up? That you have best for the next day, the 2 days. What's the best? A third question is when you go off the pill, what happened to the best from before the pill? What happened to the best that got because of the pill? Do you keep them now? Three different questions, the old vest, the new vest, and the future when you go off the pill. To ask these questions, very simple. The Rav who told you to go take the pill, he should have known to answer this question. Each one's a mavucho, and if you have big enough shoulders to answer the question, if you can take the pill or not, you should have big enough shoulders to answer the question, what to do between the old vestes, the making the vestes now, and the future vestes. Just to be saying with the brach of the one in the Shua says, Afid Ches, the call of Polish Mishri, Shubi Zaycho, Tavabon, Zachorim, and a bottom row by row.